Psalm chapter 143. Psalm chapter 143 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." Here in this chapter, the psalmist is someone who's overwhelmed by troubles, and their spirit is overwhelmed. And they have some troubles in life. They have some difficulties. They have, some enemies. We know that David had times certainly in his life, whether this psalm was written by David or not. My Bible makes a marking, assuming it was written by David. But we know David in his life was a man who, yes, had some enemies. Saul even became his enemy. A Saul who he tried to really respect. He submitted himself when Saul was the king. He didn't want to hurt him. He didn't want to touch the God's anointed and so on. And so he had respect for him. But still, David was a man who lived at times with enemies, experienced enemies, experienced hardship. He times here where it talks about him dwelling in darkness. Sometimes when things are in darkness, it's hard to see the way, right? Hard to know which way should I go. In the dark, you can't tell. We need light in the darkness to know which way to go. And I think the psalmist, whether it was David or whether it was another man, was going through a time of darkness, going through a time of his spirit being overwhelmed, and his heart was desolate, it says in verse number 4. And maybe in those times of trouble, he didn't always know what to do. He didn't maybe always know which direction to take. And he was seeking for God. And I want you to show me, and I want you to teach me your way, God, and I want you to teach me your will. And that's what we want to get to and look at here later in the chapter. Here tonight. Let's just pray together and look at the scriptures. Father, we ask you now to help us as we look at your word. Spirit of God, we believe this word is given to us by you. It was inspired by you and preserved by you. And we ask you now to teach us. You can do that. If we're saved, your spirit lives inside our spirit. Your spirit knows us better than anyone else. Your spirit knows this book. You wrote this book. And you can teach us and you can give us understanding. And Father, I pray you just help us and encourage us tonight with some thoughts from these scriptures. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you really want to know and walk in the way that God wants you to walk, then you must rely on God. We must. That's a must. We can't say, well, I'm going to walk my way and sort of want to walk God's way. No, you've got to rely on God, right? If we're going to walk His way, we have to trust Him. We have to trust His Word and obey His Word and be willing to submit to His Spirit. And the title of the message tonight is simply this, Walking and Trusting. Walking and Trusting. Because if we're going to walk in the way that God wants us to walk, we need to trust Him. We need to trust Him. Psalm 143 there, look down to verse number 8. Verse number 8. Psalm 143 and verse number 8. The Bible says there, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust." in our psalm book here, song number 149, I thought of this song here this week. It says, simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. And that's what we need to learn to do. We need to learn to trust Jesus in this pathway that we're walking on, that we're going to walk in the path he wants us to. And we're going to trust Jesus along that path. That what if sometimes there's some dreariness on that path? What if there's sometimes some troubles on that path? We're going to trust Jesus on that pathway. My mother-in-law, of course, has a heavy heart right now with what she's experiencing and her husband. You know, that's a dreary time on the pathway. But you keep trusting Jesus even during that time. And the psalmist here, he says there in verse 8, cause me to hear. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness, for in thee do I trust. I want to encourage us to do that tonight. I want to encourage you to do that on the walk of life, on the pathway of life, no matter where God leads me. If God leads me through some times where there's some dreary days and there's some weary roads that we must travel. And you know what? Not everything about life is just a mountaintop, wonderful, joyous experience. Sometimes people walk through valleys. Sometimes people walk through darkness. Sometimes people experience some troubles in their life. And in those times, could you say like the psalmist, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Cause me to hear, cause me to remember thy loving kindness, Lord, for in thee do I trust. You know, there are times in life where we go through things that, well, I don't understand this. I don't understand why we have to go through this. But you know what? We need to keep trusting the Lord in those times. Keep walking with the Lord in those times. Remember the loving kindness of God during those times. And don't be discouraged. Don't turn our hearts away from God. Be like the psalmist and could you say, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. For in thee, Lord, do I trust. In thee, God, do I trust. And just keep trusting him along that pathway of life. Another thing I want you to notice there in verse number 8, down next paragraph, says, cause me to know. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Sometimes in life, again, we might not know, what should I do? You're faced with something in your life and you got to make an important decision. What should I do? You know, which direction should I take? Which pathway should I go on? Which way should I walk? Which way should I go? What does God want me to do? We need to be willing to ask God what he wants and trust God with what he tells us and follow that pathway for our life. The psalmist says, cause me to know. God, I want to know. I want to know the way that you want me to walk and I want to go in that way, obviously. That's why he said it. God, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul to thee. You know what? Somebody who's trusting God, they're going to be that one who says, God, I want to know the way that you want me to walk, and I want to walk that path with you. No matter what that pathway is. If there's some good on that pathway, if there's some bad on that pathway, God, if that's where you want me to walk, and that's where you're going to be, God, I want to be on that pathway. I want to walk that way with you. We ought to be like that. Psalmist, like the psalmist said, cause me to know. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Again, when I think of lifting up my soul unto God, I think of somebody who's trusting God and submitting to God. Okay, this is your way, then that's the way that I'm willing to go. Look, we'll come back to Psalm 143, but look at Psalm chapter 5 and verse 8. Psalm chapter 5 and verse number 8. It says there, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Make thy way straight before my face. Again, the psalmist saying, God, I want you to make your way straight before my face. Show me the way. Make it clear. Show me, God, the way that you want me to take. Like the psalmist said, cause me to know. cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Make that way straight. Make that way a pathway straight before me. God, just help me to know what you want me to do. And God, I'll walk in that way. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 are verses that probably many of you in this room could quote. Maybe you learned them many years ago or you've heard them. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust. Simply trusting every day. Walking and trusting. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Because you know what? Sometimes there's things in life that we don't understand. We walk in darkness and we need God's light to help show us the way. We walk in darkness where we may have things that we don't understand, but we need to keep walking in the way that God wants us to walk. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Are we willing to do that? Acknowledge the Lord. God, show me the way. God, show me the way that you want me to take. Show me, God, the pathway that you want me to take. And I'm willing to walk on that way. And God, I'll just keep trusting you on that path. I'll keep trusting you and I'll keep walking with you. And I'll keep going in the way that you want me to go. I want us to be able to, like this psalmist, say, cause me to hear. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Then in verse 9, notice what the psalmist says in verse 9. Psalm 143 and verse number 9. He says, deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. To hide me. The psalmist says, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. He had some enemies. He had some troubles. He had some difficulties from his life. He said, Lord, I'm going to trust you to deliver me from that. I'm going to trust you. And I'm not going to take it into my own hands. I'm not going to take vengeance upon myself. I know that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And you'll take care of my enemies. And I'll trust you to do that, God. He says, God, I'm going to trust you to deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord. And then at the end of the verse, he says, hide me. Hide me. He says in the midst there, I flee unto thee. I flee unto thee. When you think of fleeing unto God, why is it that we can flee unto him? Well, because he's our refuge. He's our refuge, isn't he? He's our rock. He's our high tower. And he's the one who we can, as Psalm 91 talks about, we can hide under the shelter of his wings. He's the one that will protect us. He's the one that under him there's safety and there's protection. And we should flee to him. He is our refuge. He is our rock. He is our fortress, the Bible says. When we think of a fortress, we think of, well, that's a place where there's a defense and we're protected and so on. God is our fortress. God is our rock. God is our high tower. God is our salvation. We can flee unto him. Trust him to be your refuge. Trust him to be the one who protects you. Even if you're going through troubles and going through difficulties, you keep walking in that path and say, God, I'm fleeing unto you. You're my refuge, and I'm going to trust you to work everything out and to take care of me. Be like the psalmist. Verse 8, say, cause me to hear thy loving kindness, for in thee do I trust. Like the psalmist, be able to say, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. God, I want to know the way that I should walk, and I'm going to keep walking on that way, and I'm going to keep looking unto you with my soul, and I'm going to keep trusting you. No matter what comes on that path, I'm going to keep trusting you, Lord. And then verse 9, say, deliver me. Deliver me, Lord. Hide me. I flee unto thee. I'm fleeing unto you. You're my refuge. You're my fortress. You're my rock. Flee unto the Lord. Hide in him. You'll find safety there. And then notice verse what it says in verse 10. Verse 10, teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Look at a couple places with me. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We ought to, like the psalmist, say, God, teach me. Lord, teach me. Teach me to do thy will. When we want to do God's will instead of our will, it's because we're understanding he's Lord and I'm not. He's God and I'm not. He's in charge and I'm not. Lord, teach me your will. Lord, help me to do your will. I want to submit to your will in my life. And we ought to do that. We'll submit to God's will in our life if we'll submit our own lives to God. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. Some people are going to need naps on Sunday afternoons, I think. Yeah, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by some of you adults too. Some of you were looking pretty bad for a while. It was several of you, so I didn't point it out. But some of you must be dead tired. Amen. So all of you need naps on Sunday afternoon, okay? Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul says and challenges, and under the inspiration of God, writes that and says, if you're going to do the will of God, part of it is, what do? We present our bodies a living sacrifice. We present ourselves a sacrifice unto God. We submit to God. Okay, God, I'm yours. My life is yours. My body is yours. Everything I have is yours. I want to do your will, God. I want to do your will. I want to be whatever you want me to be and do whatever you want me to do. That ought to be our attitude as we walk down our pathway of life and say, Lord, I want to walk down your pathway. I want you, God, to teach me the way wherein I should walk. And I want to walk down the path you want me to walk down. And I'm going to trust you no matter what comes on that path. And as I go down that pathway, Lord, I want to do your will. I want to do the things that you want me to do in life. I don't want my will. I want your will. We need to submit to God like that. God, teach me to do thy will. If God's going to show us his will and we're going to do God's will, then we need to be submitted to God ourselves. And our life submitted to God to know his will. Turn with me back to Psalm chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37. Not only do we need to be submitted to God and submit our lives to God, but we also need to be willing to submit to God's word. Because you know, one of the greatest places where God shows us his will is in his word. His word. In the Bible. The Bible shares with us a lot of the will of God for a person's life. It really does. God shares with us. Sometimes people wonder, well, what's the will of God for me as a Christian? Well, read the Bible. Read the Bible. 99.9% of the will of God for your life will be revealed to you in the Bible. Sometimes people look for, I want God to give me some experience or to really show me something or just really something special happen. God shows me his will for something that he wants me to do in life. Sometimes people are waiting for that, or teenagers or young adults, or, well, God hasn't showed me nothing. He showed you a whole bunch of things. He showed you a whole bunch of things right here he wants you to do and not to do. He's shown us his will. And we need to follow that. As we follow that, he shows us more and more. But in Psalm 37, verse 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by who? The Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He delighteth in his way. Turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm chapter 119. And look there at verse 133. Psalm chapter 119 and verse number 133. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, it said, right? He delighteth in his way. And then look, notice what it says here. Order my steps in thy what? In thy word. Order thy steps, order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Again, if you want to submit to God, submit to God's word. You want to know God's will and God's way and what does he want me to do? Submit to the word of God in your life. You be like the psalmist and say, teach me, Lord, to do thy will. As I walk, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to do your will. Okay, submit to God's word in your life. Submit your life to God. Be willing to give your life to God. Too many times people have really not given their life to God. And that's what Romans 12 tells us to do. Present. What's a present? It's a gift. It's giving. We're to give our life to God. He gave his life for us to save us on the cross of Calvary. And when he did that, we ought to in return give our lives to God. Okay, God, my life is yours. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Whatever your will is for my life. God, that's what I'm willing to do. Like the psalmist, would you say, teach me to do thy will? For thou art my God. I'm not going to be the God of my life. I don't want to play God in my life. God, I want you to be my God. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be in charge of my life. And teach me, God, to do thy will. Too many teenagers are following the example of too many adults who are just saying, what's my will? What do I want in life? It's no wonder that a lot of young people are not wanting to do God's will because they haven't seen a lot of adults doing God's will either. We ought to be willing to follow God's will in our life and say, teach me to do thy will. Thou art my God. God, you're in charge of my life. Whatever your will is, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Walking and trusting. Walking and trusting. Like the psalmist, cause me to hear thy loving kindness, for in thee do I trust. God, as I walk down this pathway of my life, and I'm going to trust you. And there may be some things that are bumpy on that road, but I'm going to remember your loving kindness. I want you to cause me to hear thy loving kindness. I'm going to keep trusting you, God, that you know what's good, and I'm going to keep walking that pathway. Cause me to know, God. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, hide me, I flee unto thee. God, you're my refuge. I'm going to trust in you. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. And then notice in that same verse, Psalm 143 and verse 10, he says, teach me to do thy will, O God, do thy will, for thou art my God. And then he says, thy spirit is good. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. The psalmist says, God, your spirit is good. And I want you to lead me. I want you to lead me. Do you really believe that? A lot of times people don't really... they might say they believe it, but they don't believe it. They think, God surely wouldn't want what's good for me. God doesn't want what's best for me. God just wants what he wants for me. We need to start thinking that God knows what's best. And God is good. Do you know that God made every one of us? God made Eric Johnston. And God knows Eric Johnston and his heart and his emotions and his spirit and everything about him and his ability better than anybody else in the world knows him. And God knows in Eric's life the things that could make that young man happy one day. Same thing for you, BJ. God knows what could make you a very joy-filled man one day and a very blessed man. And every one of you, and me, he knows what can make us a blessed person and a happy person and a joyous person with a good life where we don't desire anything. We have what we need. We're trusting in God. He is the desire of our heart. He's giving us good things. But do we believe that, okay, God, I can trust you and I can submit to what your spirit wants. And it's truly going to be what's best for me. Do you believe that God's Holy Spirit is good? Do you believe that, okay, if I say, okay, it's not my life, God, it's yours. Spirit of God, you lead me. You show me what you want. I'll do whatever you want. You take me wherever you want to take me. You do with my life whatever you want to do with my life. Do you really believe that the Holy Spirit of God is good? Or do you think he's going to ruin my life? He's not going to let me do the things that I want to do with my life. A lot of people think that way. You need to believe that God's Spirit is good and that he will lead you in a good way and he will lead you in the right way. We need to be willing to say, lead me, thy Spirit is good. I know that you, God, know what is best for me. And not only do I know it, I believe it, God. I trust. I believe and I trust God. I'm going to trust your Holy Spirit that he knows what is good and what is best for me. Turn with me to a couple places, if you would. Let's look at first Nehemiah chapter 9 in the Old Testament. Just a couple references here. Nehemiah chapter 9. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. You find it there before the book of Psalms. Nehemiah chapter 9. And look at verse number 19. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse number 19. It says, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness, The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. For God's people, for the children of Israel, back in those days that it's speaking about, we understand that he did use a pillar of cloud in the daytime and a pillar of fire at the nighttime, that it was shade for them, it was heat for them at night, and so on. But it also was what led them. When the pillar of cloud moved, they would move. They'd pack up their tents and they would move, and they followed that direction. They followed the direction of the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire. But he says, you also gave them your good spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, to instruct them, to lead them, to guide them, to help them. You know what? God doesn't give us a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire anymore because he's given us his word. We now have, God has given us his word and he's given us his revelation. And so we have his word to lead us and we have his good Holy Spirit to lead us. We have his word, the word of God to lead us, and we have the Holy Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us and to teach us. Are you willing to say, God, I believe that your spirit is good and I'm willing to submit to your spirit and I'll follow your word, and God, whatever way it leads me in life, I'm willing to go that way. I will walk that way, God, and I will trust you and go that way. God has given us his word and God has given us his spirit to lead us. Just turn to Romans chapter 8, if you would. Romans chapter 8. And look there at verse 26. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. It says, likewise the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit of God, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen, the Holy Spirit of God's not out to wreck and ruin the life of any Christian. He's not. He wants our lives to be conformed or transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to make us more and more like our Savior. When he intercedes for us in prayer, as our prayer partner, as those verses describe, he's not up there saying, God, just give them something that will wreck and ruin their life. No, he's saying, God, give them what is good for them. Give them what is best for them. Give them what is good so that your purpose and your will be accomplished in their life. We need to trust the Holy Spirit of God. Be willing to follow him. Be willing to submit to the Spirit of God. Trust his leadership in your life. I don't know what your path is like. There's sometimes some bumpy paths. Sometimes we go through a life and there's some trouble on our pathway. And there's some heartaches on that pathway. And there's some difficulty and trials and suffering on that pathway. But I want to encourage you to keep walking and trusting God. Keep on walking and trusting God. The psalmist was overwhelmed. His spirit was overwhelmed. He had enemies. David experienced enemies. David experienced troubles. But he said, God, I'm going to keep trusting you. I'm going to keep walking the way you want me to walk in. God, I'm going to keep trusting you. And I encourage you and myself to let's do the same thing. Let's keep walking and trusting the Lord God in our lives. Like the psalmist, be willing to say, Lord, cause me to hear. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness, for in thee do I trust. Sometimes we might just want to focus on all the troubles and burdens and forget about the loving kindness of God. We need to keep trusting God. We also need to make sure we're hearing and remembering the loving kindness and the goodness of God in our life. And just keep trusting Jesus as you walk down that pathway of life. Like the psalmist say, cause me to know. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. When at times we're, you know, it's darkness and we could stumble in the darkness or we don't know which way to take. Well, what does the Bible say? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Proverbs tells it too. It tells us as well that it's a light. It can show us in the way that we ought to go. And we need to let the Word of God be the light for our pathway. Say, God, cause me to know. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. We lack wisdom. James 1:5 tells us we can ask for wisdom. We can ask God for wisdom. God, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul to Thee. I'm going to trust You, God. I'm going to trust You. Sometimes people, even adults, they got all these things planned out in their life. This is what I'm going to do, and this is how my life's going to be. Sometimes when people even get married, they got their whole life planned out. They do. I'm going to be married, and after 6 years, I'm going to have a child. After so and so many years, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this business started here. I'm going to have this child then. 6 years later, I'll have another child. We'll get a dog somewhere in this time. Well, then they got their life all planned out. Well, did we ever think, say, God, just whatever Your plans are, God, I'd be willing to trust that. God, I got all my ideas for life, but God, if You want to change all these plans, and God, what's Your will? What do You want for me? Or what would You want for my family? Or what would You want in my life? God, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. I want to walk in that way, God, because I'm trusting You. I lift up my soul unto You, God, and I want to do whatever You want me to do. Will we take our hands off our life and say, God, I'm going to trust You. You show me what way to walk. You show me which way to go. You show me what You want me to do. And God, I'll do that. I'll do that. Can you say like the psalmist, deliver me, hide me. I flee unto Thee. I'm going to hide in You. You're my fortress. You're my rock. You're my defense. I'm going to trust You, God. I won't, when I've got enemies, try to return evil upon evil. I'll trust You, God. I'll just hide in You. You're my refuge. You'll have to be my defense. You'll have to take care of those that treat me as an enemy. Will you say, teach me to do Thy will? Teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. God, You're God. You're in charge. You're Lord of my life. And submit your life to God, and submit to God's Word in your life. And will you say, lead me. Lead me. God, I believe that Your Holy Spirit is good. And I'm going to submit myself to the Spirit of God. God, I believe that Your Word is good. And I believe that it won't lead me in the wrong way. And I'm going to submit to it. And Spirit of God, I'm going to submit to You. And I'm going to trust You. Whatever way You take me, whatever You want me to do in life, God, that's what I'm willing to do. Every one of us, we need to walk and trust God. Walking and trusting. Walk and trust God. Walk in the way that He wants. Trust God for the things that He wants. And be willing, daily, regularly, in all things of life, in decisions that you make, in troubles that you face, in enemies that you deal with, in anything of life, in seeking God's will. God, I want to trust You. I want to walk in Your way. I want You to show me what You want. I want You to show me what way to take. I want my steps to be ordered by You, God. That's me walking and trusting. Walking and trusting God, and go the way that He wants us to go. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father,